Hey there, welcome back to the Field Trip Podcast. My name is Brent Terhune. Across from me on the ones and twos is Tony Foxworthy.
Well, hello.
Did you bring ones or twos? Because I just made that up.
I'm nothing but threes.
Oh, man, that's why I bring you in, because I forgot about the threes.
Silky wet jumpers.
Plug your social media before we get into our episode.
Yeah, real easy. I'm at Tony Foxworthy. No spaces, no dots, nothing. Just at Tony Foxworthy on everything. Nice and simple.
Excellent. Now, our topic at hand is one that you came up with. I give you full credit for this. And if it sucks, I'll give you full credit for it. But I liked it. And you suggested, and I was like, yeah, we need to do that. So what's our topic?
Airbnb nightmares.
Yeah, which I put out on social media. Have you ever had an Airbnb nightmare? And I also included hotels, because you got to lump those in.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had anything, a nightmare?
Nothing outside of just dirty. Like, there's been places where I've put the hood up on my sweatshirt to lay my head on a pillow. Yeah, outside of that, that's it.
We were just talking about that, where you do a gig, and when you do stand up, most times the hotel just comes with it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will be like, so where do you stay? And like, they just have a place, usually, you know. And then sometimes you get in and it's a free room, but you wish it costs a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. There are definitely times you're like, well, in my front seat, probably not too bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay in my own filth in the car.
That's what I know.
Do you use Airbnb a lot?
A handful of times. Yeah. Usually, I've only used it once on my own. Mm-hmm. It, for me, has typically been a... two or three people are going out of town for a festival or whatever, mm-hmm. and then...
let's all get a house. It'll be cheaper.
Exactly.
In doing research for this, I was like, I never really use it. And then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, I've used it a bunch, but it's all for novelty type stuff. Like, I stayed at a bed and... Well, I was going to say, first, sometimes they put you in a bed and breakfast. Like not an Airbnb. I tried to have a bit about it. Now, maybe I'll work on it later, but not an Airbnb, but a B&B.
Yeah, a land B&B.
And those are different. Those are grandma's house. Like, everything is an antique.
100%. What are they, Hummel figurines?
Precious moments, and just like those wash basins. That, like, if you were out on the range and were washing right next to your bed, like weird, creepy dolls. Just you feel like you walk in and you don't want to touch anything because it's an antique.
Uh-huh. It's either going to break or you're going to get salmonella.
Yeah. Or both.
Yes, that's fair.
So I've stayed, and I wanted to mention that as well. Usually I would think a B&B is pretty clean. It's like somebody's home or second home.
The handful I've stayed in, mm-hmm. there definitely was somebody living in one of the...
Which is always creepy.
Yeah.
Just to know that somebody's in the next room, or, you know, or they've got that painting they take off the wall. And
It has a different level of creepy than staying in a hotel when somebody's paper thin next to you as well, but it still feels more murdery or something.
Which it's weird to know, like, that house belongs to the person on the other side of the wall versus a hotel where they're like, yeah, I don't care about this room either.
Yes, we're both renting.
But I, for novelty type stuff, Airbnb, I did stay in Bloomington, Indiana. It's called Carpenter Owl, and they built tiny houses.
Oh, okay.
And now my wife, then girlfriend, I have a thing where I can't say it.
Great.
I say it like Borat. I almost said Bo Rat. You know that,
Bo Rat.
But she watched...
The person that says Bo Rat just saw that movie. They really want to talk about it.
Yeah, but it accidentally came on. They don't search out Bo Rat.
No.
Why would I want to watch something about a guy from Kazakhstan? But my wife loves those tiny house shows. And down in Bloomington, they've been on those tiny house shows, Carpenter Owl. So I surprised her. We went down and stayed in a tiny house.
Here's surprise. Here's 300 square foot.
Yeah. You know the place that we were staying just before we left? This is smaller.
Yeah. You know our bathroom? That's the size of our sleeping arrangements. Well, big bunk beds, though.
There was no bathroom. We could have gone to the main house.
Oh.
It was like in their backyard, but it was like woods and they had a campsite. And then, so it was like two tiny houses. And then I didn't tell her where. I was just like, let's go. She trusts me enough to be like, let's walk in these woods. But we get out and she sees like another, I think the host, who was a woman. And I talked to her after when we get all in the tiny house. She's like, I thought you were like setting us up for like a third like a swinger thing. But because I
just out in the woods.
Yeah. Just
yeah. On nature.
I found one in Bloomington. Let's go. But yeah, that was fun. It's, you know, I don't know that I would want to live in a tiny house.
Yeah, mate. I got into those tiny house shows too, and it was almost like hate watching. I would be like, what are you doing? You have four kids and a Great Dane. What are you downsizing to 300 square foot for?
And they always say on those shows, what do they say when they look at a tiny house?
Oh, it looks bigger than I ever.
Or they say the complete opposite. This is real small. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the word tiny house in it.
Yes. They're like, oh, yeah, this got real. When they're like paring down all of their stuff and they're like, no, you have like a Walmart plastic bag full of clothes to take.
Yeah. Or they're like, I do a lot like on those shows how everything will convert into something else.
Yeah.
But then what a pain in the ass.
Oof.
Because this table that we're recording on, I break it down when we're done recording. It's a folding table. But when you leave, I'm going to be like, this will be up for 3 days.
Yeah.
Before, because I don't want to, and the, you know.
Could you imagine having to tear down your bed to eat breakfast every day?
Then I would just eat. It would just be a bed and breakfast. We also stayed in down in Bloomington again. Like it was a cabin. It was like a mother-in-law suite. And that when the lady was super nice, because you were going to get into it. And they were like, you'll have some creepy hosts.
Oh, yeah.
But this lady had cut up cheese and meat. And there was a bottle of wine. Like stuff that we definitely ate the cheese and stuff, but but it was like over the top. Like this doesn't need to be this way.
A charcuterie board,
yeah, whatever that is. There was one Ouija board was there too.
I think it's meat and cheeses. I think I probably pronounced that right. I'm not sure.
Salami, I think it was. And then we'll get into one where it was. I mean, the closest I've ever had to an Airbnb nightmare, but I was in Louisville, Kentucky, that is. I don't want anybody to get confused. But the show I was doing didn't have a hotel, and I was there for a couple days. So I rent this one. It's in a nice neighborhood, and I think the guy was renting it out. He just was staying with his girlfriend. So there was another person from Airbnb staying there, which I guess I feel more comfortable with, knowing that we're in the same boat of like, hey, we're also staying in this guy's house.
Yeah.
But I guess I parked on the street somewhere where I shouldn't have, and the neighbor comes over and says something to the guy, and he just flips out. Like, this has happened before, but he was like, I fucking told you, you need to get off my property. And then,
oh, hell.
And then of course I could hear it, and I could hear what it's about. And I'm like, hey man, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. She's just a fucking bitch. I was like, I don't know if I should be scared of this guy hosting or if that lady is crazy. It's probably both.
A little bit of both. Yeah. There's definitely a little bit of the Misery movie in that lady for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I could have been tied to a bed. one star.
Yes. Yeah. Tied to a bed that you had to pay to rent.
James Caan. That would be funny if somebody created a fake listing and it's just him in bed. And then you have a review of whatever the author's name is. So you, any other horror stories for you? Or you just said just dirty? Because that's the thing with me. As long as there's Wi-Fi and it's clean, I don't need much more than that.
No, the only other thing, I got surprised by a cleaning fee I didn't notice once.
Okay.
And so at the end, even though I kept it clean, they still charged me $60 to like come in and clean afterwards.
That's
they charge everybody, but I didn't. So
That's stupid.
Yes.
And a lot of times they'll say, can we have a credit card for incidentals? Which I don't even know. That's just a catch-all term. So of course I give them a credit card. I talked with our friend DJ Dangler, but the worst part is you drive 8 hours and then the check-in takes 10 minutes.
Yes.
That 10 minutes is the worst part of the day.
Oh, every time.
Oh, we didn't know you were coming. Yeah, you did. Or they didn't make the reservation, and all you want to do is get into the room to not be traveling anymore.
Yeah, because when you walk up to the first time, it's always an awkward conversation to have because you're like, I'm the comedian, and they're like, okay. Yeah. And so then it's like you don't know if the reservation's in your name, their mm-hmm. name, the club's name, the booker's name.
Yeah.
Like what? I don't know.
Yeah, and I hate going to places that I've been before, and I know this is the hotel, and I'm like, just charge it. And so, of course, I give them the credit card for the incidentals, and there's only been a handful of times where I've been charged for
it. Oh, really?
For like the full room, but thankfully, it usually works out. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I hate, and that's why people would do Airbnb because it's on your phone.
Yeah.
But as we'll see here in a moment, that there's some nightmares.
Well, so you talked about the incidentals. Do you check out when you leave a hotel?
No, I just leave.
I do too.
And that's another for our mutual friend Matt Holt. Because when I first started doing the road, I would walk up and hand the key back and say, you know, 421 or whatever. But then now I just leave. What's it? It doesn't matter.
No, I don't know that there's that. I've never.
I think had short of the staff knowing that I left so they could clean.
Yes.
But they are knocking on the door from 9 o'clock.
That's the worst too.
Yeah.
Like really, you can't give me 3 minutes after the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But we both watched a documentary on Amazon Prime, Amazon, as I like to pronounce it.
We're doing okay with ourselves. Look at us with that extra $12 a month.
Hey, well, I had to take out a loan. I had to actually open up an Airbnb. It's called Watch Airbnb Nightmares if you want to check it out as well. It's about 45 minutes. It's a quick watch. But I could have done more research, but I only watched documentary. Airbnb started out as like some roommates that needed to make rent. So they had three air beds which this is more of like a England and what was that, Australia?
Yep.
Documentary. So they said air beds.
Yeah.
They're mattresses where I come from. But they had three of them. They just set them up. It started in San Francisco, but they just set it up. And then this is how the company started. Now it's valued at over $25 billion.
Jesus.
Because I had to rewind it. I mean, still 25 million is a lot, but 25 billion. Billion. Just think they could sell your data. That's money right there.
Yeah. And then what they say, 7 to 9% on every listing?
I think it was like 7 to 12%.
Jesus.
Because I've seen some. I looked in this neighborhood to see if there were any. And I don't know that you can like pinpoint, hey, and within, you know,
sure,
a mile or whatever. But there was one where a guy, it was like a pull-out bed for $10 a night.
Oh.
At $10 a night, what's the point of even, you're going to spend that much cleaning when your time and washing sheets, or maybe you don't because you're making $10 a night.
Airbnb got a dollar of that, though.
I know. It's yeah. Yeah, after the taxes and Airbnb taking their cut, you made $4.
But you got to take pictures of somebody sleeping, so
there's Oh, God. We'll talk about the documentary, and then we'll get into those, because those are the creepiest. But that documentary, it starts out with a guy who rented out this flat for his dad. And they're just going through all. It's clearly a rich guy.
Oh yeah, he had heated floors.
That's the point I was going to say. They had heated floors, and he rents it out, and some teenager has 100 kids in there for a party.
A party bus was pulling up with.
And this guy's literally across the world, and the neighbor's just like, "Hey, you know, there's a party of underage drinkers at your dad's place."
Those are some good neighbors.
Yeah. Because I know the people right across the street, but I don't know anybody else in this neighborhood.
Right.
And so I don't even have contact info of the people that I like.
Right. You know? Nor would I, really. I kind of want my neighbors at arm's distance.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They ended up costing the guy like $12,000 in damages, which it's amazing. Even he says, like, it's amazing how much damage somebody can do in a night.
Right. But that floor was completely ruined.
Yeah, a heated floor. But it's also, I've never trashed a hotel, but I'm also, I'm not, you know, I'll throw the towels on the floor. That's how I know, to let them know that I used them, first off.
Right.
But it's like, I'm not, you know, it's not mine.
Yeah, I've never motley crewed at any place either, but it seems fun, first off.
Oh, for sure.
But I love that, that it was that the one where they couldn't even find the guy, like he had used like some sort of alias and false information and they couldn't even track him down.
Which I don't remember what you have to do to sign up, but you could sign in via Facebook and make a fake Facebook or have a fake email. But I guess you have to have a credit card.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know how that works.
Scam somebody else's, you know.
And the thing that we noticed about all these cases is that so there were some where Airbnb is like, yeah, we're on it. The guy's not on our app anymore. But a lot of them don't get any attention till people start tweeting and going to the media about it.
That was a very common thread in that. It was nothing was done until the minute like somebody started tweeting and it like grabbed hold and started to go even the slightest bit viral. They were like, well, we'll take this guy.
We got it.
Yep.
I guess there was a term in there that it makes sense, but they were talking about sharing economy, like a new, you know, there's Airbnb, there's Uber, there's Lyft. It's a whole economy based on, you want to use my shit?
Yeah. I mean, there's ones with, it's not, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like car rental.
Called Turo.
Yes.
By the way, correct. If you use our promo code, you can... No, they're not sponsoring.
Sponsor. That's a good place for it right there.
And I've not even thought about putting my car on Turo, but I'm like, it's an interesting thing. Because even to put your house up, that doesn't move.
Right.
But with a car, you're also worrying about everybody. And I hate to sound like my mom and everybody's dad, but it's not you I'm worried about. It's the other guy.
100%.
So to like make your car payment on your Mercedes, you can rent it out, but also... Do you want somebody else in your car?
Yeah. Should you have bought that car to start with if that's how you gotta...
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's a great question. But there are definitely people that pay their mortgage by letting somebody stay in an Airbnb for 2 days or whatever the case is.
And I think even they say in the documentary, but it's a leap of faith because maybe nothing will happen. I like to think that most cases, people... want to have a good vacation, and they don't want to ruin your stuff.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be as ubiquitous as it is if the majority weren't like 99.9% fine.
Yeah.
You know, at worst, somebody didn't clean up, or at worst, somebody got charged a little bit more than they thought or something. Mm-hmm. But... Yeah, that was like I couldn't imagine. I had not even thought of some of the scenarios that happened in that, like prostitutes and pimps.
Yeah, that was at one of those. I'll have to find it scrolling. A pop up brothel, two Stockholm women. This is just one instance. There's plenty of these prostitute ones. Two Stockholm women handed over the keys to their apartment, only to return from a 4 week holiday, which.
Jesus, that's a European ass thing.
Yeah. To find it had been used as a brothel, the colonel reported, and I don't know. I assume that's a thing over there, but I'm just gonna assume it's Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I say I say they were a whore. No, the owners.
Foghorn Leghorn.
The owners were alerted to the fact by police, who had raided the place and caught two of the guests in bed with clients. According to the owners, the guests had looked, quote, very high class with business suits It was strange that they would rent an apartment when they could clearly afford a hotel. Pubic hair and a plastic bag of used condoms had been left behind. Perhaps no surprise then that one of the owners said, we, quote, feel uneasy being in our own apartment after this.
Yeah, that I could see that. Well, that would be the thing. I would be, not to sound like my parents again, but I would always be a little leery. Like, somebody now knows your house. They might know where you keep your key.
They know your stuff. They know you. They see your family photos. Yeah, it's just...
They might know where you hide your spare key outside.
It's under the rock.
Yeah, always.
Or it's under the mat.
Yeah, or on top of the door frame, like the...
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah. You're blowing my mind over here. Yeah, just to... And I get leaving pubic hairs behind. That's what I normally... That's how I...
Yeah, that's how I let them know they need to clean.
You know how the in Home Alone, they got the wet bandits? I'm the pubic bandit, and I don't take anything, but I leave
a tremendous.
I'm like
amount.
The Robin Hood of pubic hair.
Yes,
I take from my pubes and I give to the poor. Then use condoms.
Take from the girthy and give. To
How irresponsible of the people going to these brothels, because you just gave me the tools to frame you for any kind of crime I want.
Oh.
Your Honor, here's a pubic hair and a bag of this man's semen. Tell me he didn't commit this murder.
God, that's next level right there. I would, man, I'm going to have to start taking my condoms with me.
Yeah, again, it's like the pubic bandits.
Yeah. Oh, I've just been all the brothels I go to.
Yeah, so, and there was another one that I had. And I've also got some stories of people that have hosted Airbnbs or stayed in, because we had that one where the guy was sitting at the end of the bed. I want to talk about that one.
Oh, my God.
That's
it. So, have you ever stayed in an Airbnb with somebody else also in, like, the owner of the house still there, or have you had a complete run of the place
I'm
before?
I'm trying to think. Usually, it's like a whole place, and by that I mean it's a tiny house.
Right.
Yeah, we re-rented the whole place out. Mostly, it's just B&Bs that I've stayed in where they are living there, I think. Yeah.
I stayed in one. It was in Atlanta, but they had a like a separate entrance.
Okay.
So I never really had to see them except for check in and check out. And they had like the door that went to the rest of the house. That door was like dead bolted from the other side. There was no...
For everybody's safety.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. That was, door had dead bolts on both sides. We could both be scared of each other.
Here's one. When Ari Turman, it turns out this guy's a comedian, but they framed him as just a regular guy in the story, decided to rent out his New York City apartment for the weekend. He expected to find a man and his out-of-town family quietly enjoying the accommodations. But when Turman soon discovered quite the opposite, he actually inadvertently agreed to host a, quote, panty raid orgy, end quote, featuring plus-size women and beat-up stuffed animals.
What?
I don't know what that means. The New York Post reports that the 31-year-old, well, it says comedian, had let Airbnb user David Carter stay at his humble abode. Carter, who had was a verified Airbnb account and positive reviews, originally informed Turman his in-laws would be staying with him to attend a wedding. A lot of these are like, oh, I'm going to a wedding. If anybody says they're going to a wedding, cancel the booking, whatever. His, quote, in-laws, however, turned out to be guests for an X-rated soiree featuring, quote, big, beautiful women. According to Turman, the address to his Chelsea apartment was even publicized on Twitter to advertise the, quote, triple X freak fest.
You know how people like rename, like name their properties?
Cozy Abode.
Yeah. Triple X Freak Fest.
Triple X Freak Fest. Turman uncovered the dirty truth by accident when he popped back into the building.
For a Freak Fest.
Hey, did you get your all access pass to the Freak Fest?
Yeah, they just told me what neighborhood I was in.
Hey, I'm here for the Freak. Wait a minute. This is my place.
This is my sweet abode.
He came back to get some luggage for the weekend. He said, quote, the worst part of the internet right here was in my apartment. The rowdy party was apparently causing such a ruckus, the building's management was in process of shutting it down when he returned. As for Carter, he told the Post he'd never advertised the address of Terman's apartment. He also maintains he did nothing wrong. I had to call 911 and have these, quote, triple X Freak Fest people removed from my apartment. My super is having me evicted by my landlord, and I do not feel safe here anymore since hundreds of people got a text saying there's a triple X sex fest in my apartment.
Yeah, that would be, it'd make it hard to sleep.
Yeah, to know that everywhere your head is, and look at that, this is,
My God, they made flyers to fuck?
This is not the exact one that was used for this guy, but the flyer says Saturday, March 9th, 10 p.m. until, as in, you know, who knows when this is going to go, but it's called Turn Up Part 2, and it's got some purple drink.
Oh, yeah, that is some scissor.
Yeah. The panty raid for the address, inbox, or call or text, and the guy's name is Twin, T-W-I-N-N.
Yep, that's how that homeowner accidentally found out. He just texted to get that address.
Hey, wait a minute. The panty raid, but it's called the panty raid. And I still like Triple X Freak Fest better.
Much better.
That sounds, if you name your Airbnb orgy after what could be a porn movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
Yeah, well, to be fair, I'm sure there's a porn out there called the panty raid, too.
That's true. Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah.
And there's also a movie, probably not a porn,
yeah,
but it's called The Panty Raid.
Yeah, it's just about like some hijinks from the 1950s all-boys school going down the road to the girl school and committing what would be a felony.
Fellas, we're going to canoe across the lake to the girls' camp.
And then commit some mild felonies in return.
But it's going to be wacky.
Hijinks ensue.
I'm pregnant. Yeah. But we did it in a funny way. And that was another topic that you had for another episode, which we would do. But essentially movies that where it's like, that didn't hold up.
Oh, yeah. Like the I don't know how you would word it, but like the most unwoke things in movies. Like the gold standard for me is the moon bounce house in Revenge of the Nerds when the guy pretends to be this girl's boyfriend.
Yeah. And then somehow wins her over.
Yeah, and then he rapes her.
Was the 80s?
Yeah. Where that's rough.
Nowadays, you could not make that movie.
No, like at the end, pull your mask off and be like, "Yeah, just kidding. You weren't fucking who you thought."
And then she's like, "My hero." here's the one that I searched, and it turned out to be the one in the movie, in this documentary. Let me find it. Okay, here, let's do this one. Drug-induced orgy. This is the one. A Canadian couple, Mark and Star King,
let's cut their holiday short
after receiving calls from neighbors concerned that what was going on in their Calgary home, home of Bret Hart, by the way, Calgary.
Yeah.
That doesn't really matter to anybody. The couple returned to find destroyed furniture, smashed glass, used condoms and underwear on the floor, and mayonnaise and sauce smeared across the walls.
That was their sharpshooter.
Yeah, that is pretty good. He was a hitman. Well, sounds like he was the shitman.
Oh, Jesus.
I guess just because it's not your place, it's like, let's smear some stuff on the walls.
People are assholes. Kids. That's kids.
Yeah. Police said bodily fluids, including urine, semen, and vomit, were found throughout the home. And the damage to the two-story house, which police attributed to, quote, a drug-induced orgy, was estimated to be somewhere between $50,000 Canadian units. That's what they call their money up there, I think.
That's ridiculous. Or Canadian units?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Loonie, I think is what they call it. to 75,000. Fortunately for the couple, they were covered. This was the one story in the documentary where they were covered by Airbnb. But then they were like, yeah, we can't stay here anymore. It's got bad vibes to it.
Yeah, they pretty much never went back, right? They just sold it, like listed it, or...
It's kind of haunted without people actually dying.
Yeah, very fair. Everywhere you look, there's mayonnaise smeared on them.
Oh, God.
Was that Luminol shit the cops use?
And how could they tell? That's mayonnaise, that's mayonnaise, that is not. That's Miracle Whip.
Yeah, let's hope.
Guest turned squatter, San Francisco Bay Area woman, Corey Shogel, rented her apartment and her Palm Springs condo to a man on a, quote, extended business trip. Essentially, the guy was going to be there for 44 days,
oof,
which I don't, that's a long time anywhere. The guest went by the name Maxim, M-A-K-S-Y-M. I'm not renting to you.
No.
Complained of, quote, cloudy tap water and the gated entry on day one and asked for a full refund. And eventually, long story short, he wouldn't leave. She threatened to sue. He threatened to countersue, saying that his brother got an ulcer from the tap water.
Well, that is the thing, though. He has a legal contract to stay there for X amount. So... Like, even if you call the police.
Yeah. And it says it was going to cost her $3,000 to $5,000 in legal fees.
Oh, my gosh.
In my head, if it's your place, I'm always just like, can't we fake a robbery and have some goons come in here and beat people? Because that guy's going to leave. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm like, this is my house.
Yeah, I've never understood... Like the balls on people to be like the squatters that like won't leave like a renter's place. They're like, nope, you're not evicting me. I'm not leaving. I'm not paying rent either. Go fuck yourself.
It's bizarre. Like,
oh, the balls.
Yeah. That makes me. I'm angry for this person.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one. Long story short, this lady tries to book an Airbnb months in advance, and it's you know, her duration and the people staying, it's going to cost like $5,000. So she goes through Airbnb, but the payment won't go through. So she pays an outside source, but everything's verified. You know, you can follow the pictures or whatever. She shows up. Turns out it wasn't even a rentable property.
Oh, wow.
And she's out $5,000.
Yeah, I could see... The picture's not living up to the hype when you get there, and not like, oh, that looked bigger. But I can't imagine showed up and to be like, no, you can't even rent this.
Yeah,
place.
I didn't know this was available.
It is not.
Yeah. Sex lies and videotapes. Derek Starnes and his wife thought they were getting away from it all when they checked into their Airbnb in Florida, but they soon discovered their host, Wayne Natt, who had received good reviews on the site, was intending to secretly film them. Starnes spied an unusual hole in the smoke detector, and when he took it down to have a look, he found a camera pointed directly at the bed. He went straight to police, but who had to let him know about the guy, and they said that they couldn't do anything because it was his own house.
Right, that's kind of like a nanny cam, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's something to wanting to keep things secure and safe, but then pointed right at the bed is a different story, right?
Yeah, like obviously, and he's probably like looking for couples.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine being on the internet and seeing yourself having sex?
Well, that's the other thing, though.
That would be so awesome. No.
I can tell you, it's no walk in the park.
Is that where you did it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on like a neighboring security cam footage. That's how we got
it. It was on the Ring. I had no idea ring.com was porn.
But like, that's the thing. I don't even know, unless it's a long-term stay. Mm-hmm. I look at Airbnb as way different than a hotel. Like, I'll fuck on a hotel if I'm in there with somebody that I, you know, in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Airbnb, it feels different. Like, I don't know if I'm fucking in somebody else's house unless we have the whole place.
Yeah. And then you're doing it
everywhere.
But it is weird because, like, even in a, that could happen in a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're walking in and just searching for bugs because they bug the place, you know, literal bugs on the floor and in the ceiling. Or, like, whenever I, because you always see those news stories of, like, yeah, the manager of the gas station had a camera.
Yeah.
And it, like, so I.
Bathroom, like, toilet cams.
Yeah, where it's like, first off, why does that turn you on?
Mm.
And also, it's if you're filming me, watching me poop,
yeah.
I guess, fine. I mean, what are you going to do with that?
Anything you want.
Put it on the dark web.
Yeah, that's who's watching. Like, that is weird.
Can you fathom that you and me and the people listening right now, probably one of us, there's a video of us in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
On the internet right now.
There's no doubt with the amount of places that comics have stayed that somebody we know has stayed in, like, a video, like, den of just every room, every, like, multicam.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Well, when you said that, we stayed in a place. There was like two rooms above, like where this where another lady's staying. I want to go back to this place, so I won't.
Yeah, sure.
Say, but it was just like, yeah, it's rooms in a house. It's not an Airbnb, but the lady's like friends with the comedy club, and we stay in that place.
Yep.
I didn't get those vibes from this lady, but if you get the wrong person.
Yeah, that lady's actually adorable and super nice and sweet, but, like, you are still staying in somebody's upstairs.
Stranger's place.
That looks lived in Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. It's hard to get comfortable when I don't live there.
Yes.
And that's the appeal of a hotel, because it's kind of like it's when you restart a video game. Everything's reset.
Yep.
But if you're in a house, it's just like...
That's the same comforter that was here last week. Like, it's always, you know, like, those are the same sheets. They might not, they might have been washed, but that's still the same pillows every time.
Yeah, it's always weird when you are, like, in a hotel bed and you see a hair and you're like, that's not mine. But, oh, God.
Yeah, that's the advantage of being a brunette or a blonde, is that you can mentally trick yourself into thinking, yeah, that's probably my hair.
Both of us are redheads, so it's just like, that's black and...
Oh, that is not me.
And maybe, you know, maybe it was from the housekeeper. Maybe. Maybe they washed it and something stuck. Or maybe they don't.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's part of our job.
Is to say. Yes.
Here's a weird place. When a 2016 blizzard dumped record amounts of snow in New York, Patrick Horton and his roommates decided to build an igloo in their Brooklyn backyard and rent it out on Airbnb for $200 a night. Dripping with ingenuity and an alt lifestyle, a roarer says, this snowpocalypse or whatever, most desirable getaway. Built completely by hand, all natural, because when I think of an igloo, I want it all natural.
Yeah.
No preservative. Come experience the chic dome-style bungalow with bay.
Yeah.
That's that realtor speak of chic, bungalow, dome style.
Oh, 100%. Keep Monsanto out of my igloos.
This better be made with... Evian water.
Yeah, then it would be about a $17,000 listing, I could see. Did it say anybody stayed in there?
Horton said he received three inquiries before Airbnb removed the igloo, which had been decked out with blankets and waterproof pillows, but was essentially just a hollowed-out pile of snow.
That's great. That is dripping with ingenuity.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's the kind of novelty that obviously people were interested in.
Yeah.
And staying, and I think it's harder to keep a camera in an igloo.
Yeah, that makes it hard. That is, Like, I just can't even imagine. I didn't realize, and I guess that is part of the, like, the safety aspect of it, but the Airbnb will send a photographer out to take those pictures. That's not you submitting pictures.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that keeps people from being able to fraud pictures mm-hmm. and just sending, I'm going to send these pictures to my friend's house, and this is not it.
That's weird, because in that documentary, there's one where it's like, clearly this is a bed in a closet.
Yes.
And which, that's fine if you say, this is a bed in a closet. If you got a house full of people, and, you know, it's 10 guys, and you're like, okay, I'll take the closet bed.
Yeah.
It's fine. Or it's like the guy could barely walk through the bathroom doorway, because it's like a makeshift, like half, literal half bath.
Like, yeah, it looked like a pantry should have been. Yeah.
And that all that stuff is fine if you just say it's that way.
Yep. If you go in rent that listing knowing what mm-hmm. you're getting, then yes.
And I guess that's where, I don't know if that was before they had people starting to take the pictures, because, you know.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Filter on a photo. We've all seen been on dating sites where it's like,
oh, that's a high angle.
Yeah, you are not a reindeer.
Why is there nothing shoulders below?
This apartment, the only picture is just the head and no. This is a fat apartment.
That, like, yeah, I don't understand how they got around that. I was thinking about that as well with that listing. I don't know if maybe that's something they come out and take the pictures
mm-hmm.
and it is at that point a 4-person house, and then you list it as like it sleeps 12
yeah.
or something. I don't know if you can, how that all works. Yeah, I've never rented out, like, I couldn't imagine doing it, but, and I don't know anybody that has.
No, that would be fun to talk to somebody. I did gather, we're about to get into some hosting stories. I want to say that if you're fat and you take a picture, show your whole body, because I'm fine with the XXX Freak Fest. But just let me know.
Yeah, I want to know if there's going to be some BBWs there.
Because I'm a BBM. We found, this is from Reddit, we found two different hidden cameras with feeds into the wall, one in the bedroom facing the bed and closet, one in the bathroom vent facing the mirror. I cut the cords and took to the cameras with me as evidence, reported to the police. They said they couldn't do anything because it was the guy's house. We no longer use Airbnb.
That would have been funny if they got charged with something destroying his property. Yeah.
Those are the cameras they found.
Great point. Ugh.
Have you ever, like, I've never been into one, but it's always like a camera spy store.
Uh-huh.
Where it's, I wonder how.
Like glasses cam. And
Or you just want to, like, stand outside those stores and see the people that go in. Just like, that guy's not a private eye. That guy, guy's a creep.
Yeah, that guy's on a watch list, or should be.
Well, you're about to be on the watch list.
I saw, but that's the other thing. Like, I saw a documentary a couple years ago, and I can't remember where it was, but it was like a roadside hotel, one of those lodges that mm-hmm. were like family owned back in the day off of like Route 66 type stuff. And it was a guy, he owned a hotel, and they had like 12 rooms, and he didn't do cameras. He had put like vent holes in the ceiling mm-hmm. and he would built like a catwalk in the attic, and he could go like walk above the ceilings and look through all of the rooms. And he said he would just sit there with like a chair and just watch. And I'm like, ugh,
just weird. And that's I don't know if it's weirder if it's a sexual thing or it's not a sexual thing.
Again, great point. I think it is definitely weirder if it's not.
Who wants to watch other people watch TV or sleep?
Right. What is your, what, like, put on the Kardashians or something? Like, you.
Yeah. I get watching people have sex.
Oh, yeah.
But just like, watch me clip my toenails at the end of the bed?
Mm-mm. No, let's just watch this guy eat Oreos off of his chest.
How do you know everything that I do in hotel rooms? Like an otter.
Just a cup of milk, like, balanced right in the middle.
Here's some hosting Airbnbs, and some of these are from Reddit, so we get some different takes on it. I used to work customer service for Airbnb. One night at around 4 a.m., I got a call from a guest saying that the place they rented was burning down. 20 minutes later, I got a call from the host saying that the guest had burned the place down. I'm not sure what happened, but it definitely...
definitely burned down.
So I was a roommate with a guy who rents out the third room at an Airbnb, which that's weird. If you like, maybe you own the place and you rent your room out to a friend, but then also you're like, I want to do this third bedroom. Because then it's like, you got to at least have permission, I guess, from the other roommate to be like, are you cool with this?
Yeah, you would think. If you were a good landlord, at least.
Yeah, if you just don't care, then you're just like, who's this guy?
Yeah, I don't respect you at all.
They've always been a very nice and cool people to hang out with, the guest. But this one guy, something was really off with him. I came home from work, went into my room, and it was around 5 p.m. in the winter, so it was quite dark outside. I turned on my computer, sat down in my chair, and suddenly the Airbnb guy stood inside my room, staring at me with droopy eyes, neck tilted, and his mouth open. I turned my head to look at him for a good 5 seconds before I say, can I help you? So the guy obviously just walked in. The guy startled by asking him a simple, or he said this to me. He said, I heard voices. At this point, I'm not really sure what to make of the conversation, so I ask him kindly to leave my room and to knock on the door the next time. My roommate worked nights, and he told me after this dude left that he had to come home at 6 in the morning to the guy completely naked sitting on our sofa.
That is now not our sofa.
Yeah, that's the thing with, you know, Airbnb hotels. You whenever you're sitting on something, somebody has sat on there naked. Probably.
Oh God, yeah.
That's they even say to not even use the coffee maker. Because there was, you know, some people would like
piss in it,
but there was a guy like putting his underwear in the coffee maker to like clean them.
Oh my god! Run water through. Yeah,
and I don't. There's probably one story that's happened. Maybe if you did a Keurig, you can't do that now. But just weird. You're using like, public domain stuff.
Yeah, that is weird. That's a very good point. Like I never. I'm not, like, a major germaphobe, but, mm-hmm. like, if you really sit down and start thinking about, like, the stuff in a hotel that somebody has touched and done, yep. and that will get in your head, and you'll spiral bad.
Oh, yeah, that's why you just can't think about it.
No, yeah, it's got to be blind, it's just blind faith. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, that's as close to being religious as I get.
You just hope that the rest of the people are good people. Also, I've never done this. This never happened to me, but they say a good place to hide drugs is the shower rod.
Okay.
So, I've never looked for that because I've never been into that. But so if I you're guess in a
you
hotel,
take it apart, huh?
Like probably one of those where you screw in or whatever.
Yeah.
So, if you're ever looking for drugs, I never look in the drawers either, because they say people leave stuff in there.
Huh, I should start checking.
The only time I ever like unpacked my suitcase like a weirdo and put it in the case, I forgot things and I had to have it mailed to me. It was like an iPod classic, which I still have, but it was just like I was an hour down the road. And I'm like, shit.
So I
had to mail it to me, and I was like, I may get this stuff and I may never, because who's going to say anything?
Right. Yeah.
Thankfully, I got it. Shout out to La Quinta. I don't know where I was. But,
yeah, that is. And then you don't look at, no offense if there's a cleaning staff person listening, but you don't think of a La Quinta cleaning staff as being the most stand up. Like, I'm going to return this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just.
That's a job perk.
Yeah, that's lost and found. And
yeah.
I found it. I went to the Czech Republic and did Airbnb. Would recommend, but our host was staying with us, and he told us this story about his house being the location of a porn. That's always nice when you're like, oh, yeah, you know, right where you're sitting? He has a camera out front, and when he came back, he saw vans, people show up with cameras and stuff like that. He Googled the guy's name who rented the place, and he was a porn producer. After some research, he saw a video with his apartment being at the setting. That's kind of weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
But also, don't you want to tell your friends?
Oh, this is where I stayed?
No, like, if you're the guy, don't you want to show people? Be like, can you believe what this guy did? But also, you're sending a porn link to somebody. Like, hey, check out these drapes. You know?
NSFW.
It's not what you think.
It's just sex.
Yeah. Yeah. You know that frame poster you got me? See it in the background?
God, I can't. Yeah. I couldn't imagine. That is a lot of trust to rent your own place out.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that we noticed in this documentary is there was a big, people were having problems with it because some of the Airbnbs weren't even like places people lived. It's like a second house and maybe they go to London a couple times a year. It's like a beach house in, yep, in Florida, you know? So that's different where it's just kind of, you know, not your main residence.
Yeah, and then that's what makes, like, that's the most logical way for Airbnb to be done, in my opinion, is people with that extra place that they're not staying at, almost like a timeshare that you're in control, mm-hmm, of. That makes a lot more sense to me than I'm just going to pay my rent, yeah, by letting you crash here, for, mm-hmm, somebody crash here for a week.
Which I get, if that's the difference between you keeping your house and not, I get it.
100%.
But it's also just, the theme of this is faith.
Yes.
Faith and trust.
Uh-huh. And then there's also a little bit of the people that are renting their own places out that I see, like a lot of them wanted to talk to people. Like they were doing to have like an interaction. Yeah. Right.
It's those regulars that come to the restaurant every day. I was talking with our friend Tyson about this. He's got regulars. It's a breakfast place. You can make eggs and bacon and everything for half the cost and less time. But this guy comes in every day just to talk.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, if you're alone all the time, like I can remember when my daughter was like young, like, mm-hmm, not talking, toddler, yeah, and there would be times when I would stay home with her and I wouldn't speak a word until like 6-7 o'clock in the evening when her mom got home. Like I didn't talk to an adult, yeah, for like all day, and then I was so ready to, mm-hmm, just talk.
Yeah.
And
hey,
I would
tell you everything that happened today, even though nothing happened.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, just to facilitate human interaction.
Yeah, it's a way to get it, I guess, if you're a lonely person and make money.
Yeah.
Make money and friends.
how
to make money.
That's how they pitch Uber.
Yes.
My group rented the second floor of a house with access to the first floor where the owner lived. She was part of a Great Dane rescue organization and had three of those huge dogs. One was old with huge tumors growing all over its body, and two of them were young and aggressive. We would try to go out and sit in the yard, and they would charge at you only to pull back at the last minute. She was like, oh, they're so sweet, but honestly, they were a little terrifying. On the last day there, the old one died.
Thanks for bringing that up.
And I went downstairs to say goodbye to the lady. She was sitting on the floor sobbing. I was like, sorry about your dogs. Gotta go. My friend stayed later and ended up having to help her bury it.
Oh, no.
It's sad because I've lost a pet, but it's also just kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm going to take a star for that.
Like, and I probably, you know, if she's an old lady, I probably would have helped her bury it.
How do you say no?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is, you're still in an awkward, awkward spot. I'm giving you 3 stars at best.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, it's also weird. And Dusty Slay, a really funny comedian, has got a bit about going over to somebody's house and is like, with aggressive dog, and he's like, oh yeah, he doesn't bite. He's like, yeah, but if there was a guy there stabbing right next to me. Would you be scared? You know, essentially was the bit. I butchered it. Go listen to Dusty Slate. But
it immediately popped in my head as well when we went through that. That's funny. That's a sign of a good bit.
Yeah, where you just think of the guy who did it, and you're like, man, why did that's those are the bits where you're like, man, why didn't I think of that?
Oh yeah.
And also a sign of a good bit is when I'm watching it and I was like, I wish I was a thief comic so I could steal this joke. But thankfully, yes. I've got integrity.
Oh, look at you.
But yeah, just and also to bury this giant ass dog.
Yeah, that I didn't even think about that. Like, that is the plot of Earth that dog's taken is more than your Chihuahua for sure.
Oh yeah, just
yeah,
an odd story. Here's some from that I got from Facebook, and I told you that we had one where somebody woke up to I can't find it. I'll find it
maybe okay
before the end of the recording. Here's one from I'll just say John, and this was recent. He said last week I was staying at a hotel, the Baymont Inn in Glenville, Illinois, and I woke up at 5 a.m. to a groaning noise. There was a terrible diesel fuel smell in the room. I went to the window, and there was a school bus backed up to my room with the tailpipe pointing right at the window. The window seal was leaky, and the exhaust was filling the room. I woke up my wife, and we got the hell out. The alarm never went off. The manager had called the bus driver in his room, and he came down, but he refused to move or turn off the ignition. I had to lean on the manager to get us a new room. So you could have just died.
Oh, yeah. How about our sponsor, Bayview? Huh?
Baymont Inn and Glenview.
Those are great guys. I love those guys.
Yeah, he could have just left it on the their Facebook page and their TripAdvisor, but it's here on the Field Trip podcast.
That is unfortunate. That mm-hmm. it like that's always the shitty part about staying in a hotel is everybody else is getting up on their schedule yep. and waking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not used to all this natural light and sound
yeah.
at 7:30.
Yeah, you know when I'm getting up? Check out. That's yes. when I'm getting up. From Alton on Facebook, met a hookup at a hotel, and it turned out he was actually an old man. That's not on the hotel, but...
No, that's more of a grinder situation,
yeah.
right?
And I, yeah, and it's you know,
grinder
it's only good
nightmares pod
when you get the grinder treatment on Tinder.
Yeah.
Doug says no, but I was cleaning out this house once that was owned by a hoarder. It was packed with shit. When we got to the bedroom, it cleared it off the bed. It looked like somebody had their brains blown out on the bed.
Oh.
Pretty creepy.
I would say so.
Yeah, just a hoarder. Because you never know what you're going to find.
And they were staying there? Or they were
he was just cleaning
out?
The house out. So, and there's another story. I'll just... people were staying at this Airbnb. And, of course, they go out back to enjoy the porch or whatever. And there was a body in the garden. A body.
That, that is just fertilizer. Yeah. Oh yeah. Good Lord, what do you do?
If you know there's a body in the garden,
maybe cancel that reservation.
Or hide it better, or something. You're asking people to discover it.
Yeah, that is somebody that wants to be caught.
Yeah, I guess. And then that was stories from a couple of years ago, so I couldn't find. The follow-up, so I Googled it, and I said, body found Airbnb, and it was just a list of bodies found at Airbnbs.
God, could you imagine?
So, welcome to this true crime podcast.
Yeah, that I there has to be a fair amount of people that have probably just had a heart attack in an Airbnb or something.
Yeah, just... It's one thing if you just died, because we didn't even talk about that. What if somebody just dies at an Airbnb?
Yeah.
Because you have to know at a hotel, I think that's a place where a lot of suicides happen, because the family's not going to find you at the hotel. It's going to be the staff.
Yeah.
If you're in a hotel right now, somebody's died there.
100%.
There's 100 rooms?
Yeah, the odds are great, yeah. And then you can only hope that it's natural causes at that point. My best friend works in apartment maintenance, and he's done it for 20 years. Yeah. And he's found 4 people.
Gee,
because he has to be the one to go unlock the door for, he has the master key. Yeah. So, if a family member hasn't talked to this person, or mm-hmm. there's been a couple times that they just had people talk about the smell.
Yeah.
And he's had to call police and he has to be the one to let police in and stuff. And it is.
Has that messed him up at all?
Yeah, for sure. Like, he is very leery when he has to go. That's happens usually once a year or so. He'll have to open a door to check on somebody, and luckily not every time it's been.
Can you imagine say you're playing a video game, and every time you unlock a door, you're like, maybe somebody's dead in here.
Yeah. That is, boy.
And it may not have happened hours ago. It could have happened 2 weeks ago.
And that's usually the case, because that's why somebody's either noticed the smell or hasn't heard from their relative in so long.
Yeah, and with automatic payment, that's a big thing. People don't know that people are dead until the money runs out.
Yeah.
Like, that happened where it was years where, nobody... It was just maybe a lady that just didn't have any family or didn't talk to anybody. And all of a sudden, the light bill stopped getting paid.
Jesus.
Or it would be like a pizza guy. Every day I'm delivering a pizza to these people. And then I haven't heard from Mrs.
Right.
Hicks in 2 days. She's got to be hungry.
Yeah. Like, that is. Yeah. Holy crap. I couldn't imagine.
That I can't find that one story I was talking. Essentially, somebody woke up. It was in the movie where the girl shows up, and I think this is a sign that it's not going to go well when you show up and you're given something that you weren't promised. That the game has changed. I'm trying to find better words for it. But it's like, here's what I signed up for, and here's what I got.
Yeah, I pulled the rug out from underneath you.
Yeah, where she shows up, and he's like, oh, the room that you wanted is taken, but you can stay in my room. I'll sleep on the couch. And then they're watching TV in the living room, and he's getting too close. So then she goes and sleeps in the guy's bed, and she wakes up, and he's just sitting in the bed, and he says, oh, I'm glad you're finally awake. And she's like, how long was he sitting there?
Could you imagine waking up and there's just a dude at the foot of the bed watching?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever done that to like a spouse, somebody that you share the bed with, but somehow they just wake up when you're looking at them and they're like,
what are you doing?
That's the person that you trust the most. You're sleeping in the bed. Can you imagine if it's a stranger, just a guy?
That you paid $70 to the night before?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Golly.
Can you... I've not stayed in enough Airbnbs, but... I mean, would you think that if you're staying in a room, wouldn't you, as a guest, want a lock on the door?
Yeah.
But as a host, would you want to give them a lock? Because you don't know what they're doing in there. But you also got to understand, you're staying in a stranger's house. Maybe you should give them a lock. Yeah. I don't remember. I think the one that I had a lock where the guy was yelling at the lady. I think it had a lock, but I don't remember. I mean, obviously the rest of them were it was a cabin and a tiny house.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You're not going to rob a cabin or a tiny house because there's nothing in there.
Yeah. The one that I stayed, the only one that I stayed with people in the house, it was like a screened in porch, but they had completely converted it and it had a bathroom. It was like a one bedroom apartment back there. And there was a door to the rest of the house.
Okay.
So when I showed up, I knocked on the front door of the house and they let me take my suitcase through the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they locked the door and were like, this door will remain locked. You've got a deadbolt. We've got a deadbolt other time.
Yeah.
You can enter through, I had to walk around their house to the backyard and enter through my own door.
That's how I wanted to, that's when you get those adjoining hotel rooms.
Yeah.
But you're not staying with people in the other room, and you open it, and you're like, oh, they got a door too. Good.
Good. Thank God.
Because now I don't have to murder these people.
It's going to be so easy. I mean, why would I not do it?
Just, yeah.
You're going to hand it to me.
You know how we said people have died in this hotel? It's because I did it. I think that's the end of the episode. I mean, you could go on and on with these horror stories.
Yeah, and it is.
And it could, this might be we may do another entry down the road, but.
Yeah, they're all going to be somebody trashed my house, somebody died in my house, mm-hmm. somebody lied about the listing. But the hardcore, like the thing I took away from all of this was, if you have a bad experience on Airbnb, immediately open up your Twitter
yep.
or go to like reach out to who's the guy that does the news here, Raleigh.
Rafael Sanchez, whatever the local reporter is that goes and when you got a problem and he's like, why
he'll solve
this?
It.
Yeah. Yeah, reach out to those people, because bad PR gets things done.
100%. Completely different, but I opened for a guy who had like 25. He had like a big thousands of followers mm-hmm. on his Twitter, and his luggage got all messed up. And by the time he went from the airport to the hotel, like a 15-minute drive, he had mm-hmm. tweeted about it, and it had already been resolved. It went from we don't care mm-hmm. at the airport to at the hotel, like giving him like so like mm-hmm. crap tons of flyer miles and
what
everything.
What a shitty way to do business.
Yes.
That happened to Kevin Smith, I think, because he got kicked off a plane for being too fat.
Oh, shit.
And he was like tweeting about it, and the guy ran up to him in the hotel or the airport was like, please stop tweeting. Well, just don't be a dick.
Yeah. Like, and that is, 100%, that is a bad business model.
Thank God for social media so you can finally get customer service, because that was the thing with Airbnb. It was all emails.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think you've driven for Uber, too, as have I didn't talk to a single human to sign up for Uber.
No.
I watched the video.
Yep.
Which was probably all the questions that but it's like if I had a problem or even like something with Skype, which is a product I use and I like, but I had a problem with, I couldn't talk to anybody. There's no like, hey, call this number. Like all this shit now is they don't want you to call. They don't want anything to do with you besides your bank account.
100%. And then when you do call in, it's an automated system that you don't mm-hmm. talk to anybody anyway. So
start tweeting.
Yeah, that is the takeaway. They will do something once people are paying attention.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for being on the field trip. Tony.
Oh, thank you.
And if you could just make the bed up before you leave my Airbnb.
I'm going to leave a lot of pubic hairs in it.
Well, how would I know?
Yeah.
All right. See you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.